From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
President Yoon Suk-yeol swiftly announces his new national security advisor following Kim Sung-han's abrupt resignation. The top office denies reports that South Korea may resume imports of seafood products from Japan's Fukushima region. And the Unification Ministry reveals for the first time some details of its report on human rights in North Korea. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Tom McCarthy. President Yoon Suk-yeol moved quickly to fill the seat of his national security advisor following Kim Sung-han's abrupt resignation amid speculation of planning faux pas in the upcoming state visit to the U.S. The president named ambassador to the U.S. Cho Tae-yong as the new security advisor on Wednesday, while first vice foreign minister Cho Hyun-dong has reportedly been tapped as the new ambassador to the U.S. Kim stepped down following media reports quoting ruling camp insiders speculating blunders with Washington in the process of fine-tuning details of President Yoon's visit to the U.S. that caused a possible delay in preparations. His resignation also came in the wake of a much-criticized South Korea-Japan summit, with pundits accusing the president of making excessive concessions while gaining little over key diplomatic, defense, and business issues through his discussions with Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. Previously, the top office replaced a presidential foreign affairs aide as well as a presidential protocol secretary ahead of the Washington summit amid reports of critical issues arising in the preparatory discussions. The presidential office flatly denied reports that Seoul may resume imports of seafood products from Japan's Fukushima region, saying public health and safety remains the government's utmost priority. A notice issued by the Office of the Presidential Spokesperson on Thursday declared that seafood products from Fukushima will never be brought into the country. Earlier, Japanese media outlets reported that Tokyo requested that Seoul withdraw Fukushima seafood import bans during a recent summit between President Yoon Suk-yeol and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. Japan's Kyoto News said Yoon, while meeting former Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga, promised to seek understanding from the South Korean people regarding Tokyo's planned release of radioactive water from the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant into the ocean. President Yoon Suk-yeol has called for solidarity among democratic states as the democracy that has led to freedom and prosperity faces a significant challenge. The president made the remarks on Wednesday in his speech during the Second Summit for Democracy, which he is co-hosting along with the leaders of the United States, Costa Rica, the Netherlands, and Zambia. President Yoon warned that in addition to the formation of blocs by authoritarian forces that deny rules-based international order, fake democracy represented by anti-intellectualism is emerging worldwide. He also vowed to fulfill responsibilities and roles in further strengthening democracy, the rule of law, and parliamentarism, adding that South Korea will closely cooperate with the international community and strongly support solidarity in defending democracy. The government has released details from its most recent report on human rights in North Korea. Based on first-hand accounts from North Korean defectors, killings by authorities and public executions are still rampant throughout the regime, claiming the lives of victims in widely disparate situations. Bae Joo-yeon has more.
The South Korean government's latest report on the state of human rights in North Korea has found that killings by state authorities and public executions remain prevalent. According to the Unification Ministry's annual report based on testimonies from 508 North Korean defectors on Thursday, summary executions were carried out across the country against victims from a range of backgrounds and situations. The report included an account of the killing of a laborer who was shot to death as he attempted to cross into China after being caught for theft during a smuggling operation near the north border with China in 2019. Following the outbreak of COVID-19 in early 2020, a person who entered a lockdown area was fatally shot without warning in accordance with rigid quarantine policies. Inmates caught attempting to escape from the North Samhung concentration camp were reported to have been shot to death in 2016 and 17, while detainees elsewhere were separately executed in secrecy for homosexuality and prostitution. Other reasons for execution included drug use, religion, the distribution of South Korean video content, and the selling of products from the South. Women and children were no exception, as the report indicated that a pregnant woman was publicly executed following the circulation of video footage showing her pointing a finger toward a portrait of the late regime founder Kim Il-sung while dancing inside her home in 2017. Elsewhere within the regime, six teenagers were put to death for watching South Korean media and using illicit drugs. The full report will officially be released on Friday in a first of its kind for the Unification Ministry, which spearheads the government's policy of engagement with the North. Pejun KBS World Radio News.
Chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said the consumption of ammunition would be off the charts should a war break out on the Korean Peninsula or between the U.S. and Russia or China. At a session of the U.S. House Armed Services Committee on Wednesday, Milley said the biggest lesson learned from the ongoing war in Ukraine is the massive amount of conventional munitions used during a restricted regional conflict. Milley said the U.S. military is ensuring that there are stockpiles in place for a contingency and is investing in production. Asked about the need for a third missile defense system along the East Coast in the state of New York to better defend the mainland, Milley said he believes that there is a strategic value considering missile threats coming out of North Korea. A former special prosecutor who led the investigation into the influence-peddling scandal of the former Park Geun-hye administration was the target of a raid by the prosecution over alleged involvement in the Daejeon-dong land development scandal. The Seoul Central District Prosecutor's Office on Thursday sent investigators to the offices and residences of Park Yong-soo and his former aide, lawyer Yang Jae-sik, to obtain documents and bank transactions on charges of violating the law on aggravated punishment of specific economic crimes. Park is accused of assisting Kim Man-bae, the biggest shareholder of an asset management firm at the center of the scandal, establish a consortium to win the development project while serving as the chair of Woody Bank's board of directors in 2014. He allegedly received a promise of 5 billion won from Kim in return for his assistance. A local court has denied an arrest warrant for the chief of the nation's broadcasting watchdog, who is accused of being involved in the alleged manipulation of the broadcasting license renewal evaluation of a right-leaning cable TV channel in 2020. The Seoul Northern District Court on Thursday rejected the prosecution's warrant request for Korea Communications Commission Chairman Han Sang-hyuk, citing room for contention on major charges. The court also said that the extent of evidence collected so far and the progress of the investigation renders the risk of destroying evidence unlikely, and placing Han under arrest may excessively limit his right to defend himself. Prosecutors suspect that the KCC deliberately slashed the evaluation score of TV Joseon during its renewal review under the liberal Moon Jae-in administration in 2020. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index jumped 9.24 points, or 0.38% on Thursday, to close the day at 2,453.16. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also rose, gaining 6.54 points, or 0.77%, to close at 850.48. On the foreign exchange, the local currency strengthened 3.71 against the U.S. dollar, closing the day at 1,299 won. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Tom McCarthy.
KBS World Radio.